所以我们来看出埃及第三章十二节。Please turn to Exodus chapter 3 verse 4。出埃及第三章十二节。Exodus chapter 3 verse 4。十二节，神说：“我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。”神是信实的神。
God is faithful。
神告诉摩西：“我让你能够让带领百姓出埃及。”
God told Moses that I allow you to bring the people out of Egypt。
他问摩西：“你手上拿的是什么？”
He asked Moses, "What do you have in your hand?"
你这根平缓的牧羊杖，我要借着这根杖来显出我的能力。
The staff that you use to tend the sheep, I shall use it to manifest my great powers.
这是我要用你的证据。
This is a evidence that I am with you.
另外，神再给他一个证据。
God gave him another proof.
说你带百姓出埃及之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。
God told him that when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
在这次灵恩会最后一堂的正道，我们也需要来到这个神的山西乃山。
And here we have, here we are in the final sermon of our convocation. We need to come and arrive on the mountain of God.
再看出埃及第十九章第一节。
Turn to the same book, chapter 19, verse 1.
十九章第一节。
Exodus 19, verse 1.
第一节，以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。第二节
，verse two，
他们离了利辉境，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。照着神对摩西所说的话，他们要来到西乃山，来到西乃的地方来敬拜神。
According to God's commandment, they have arrived at the wilderness of Sinai. There they will worship God.
这是当时摩西被神呼召的地方。
This was the same place where Moses was called by God.
神对摩西说：“你们必定在这山上侍奉我。”
God told Moses that you shall worship me on top of this mountain.
所以他们真的终于来到这里。
So finally they have arrived there.
在这里，神也向他的百姓提出一个挑战。
And there God challenged his people.
你看第三节。
Let's continue to read verse 3.
第三节，摩西到神那里，神从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家小裔以色列人说。”第四节
，verse four，
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。第五节
，verse five，
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。第六节
，verse six。
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。在这里，神向他们提出的挑战就是：你们听从我的话，遵守我的约。
Here the challenge was issued by God for them to keep His commandments and His covenant.
神先提醒他们：你们想想看，我对你们的救赎。
And God reminded them of His greatgrace of deliverance.
你们出埃及，这不是一件偶然的事情。
The exodus out of Egypt, it is not something that is coincidental.
不是你们自己的力量，你们自己的努力所能够达到的。
It is not brought about by their own strength and capability.
神说，我好像鹰将你们背在翅膀上。
God told them that I have put you on my wings just like eagles.
这些以色列人，他们实在看到神的作为。
Israelites, they have witnessed many of the work of God.
不但看到，他们亲自体验到。
Not only they have seen it, but they have personally experienced it.
神提醒他们，你们要记得，你们要去想。
God reminded them to think and reflect back.
然后再来，我要继续的带领你们，我要继续祝福你们。
And God told them that I will continue to bless you.
这个祝福跟顺从有绝对的关系。
And blessings is directly related to our submission to God.
神对摩西说，如果你们听从我的话，遵守我的约。
God told the people that if you hear my voice and keep my commandments,
神给我们的吩咐都是非常的合理的。
What God requires of us is very much reasonable.
神给我们的吩咐都是为了让我们得着福气，得着好处。
What God requires of us is for the purpose of us receiving God's blessings and grace.
不但今生的好处 还有来世的好处。
Not only in this life, but in the life to come.
所以约翰说，神的诫命不是难守的。
But that is why John says that the commandments of God are not difficult to keep.
因为这位神是一个慈爱的神，这位神是一个合理的神。
For this God that we worship is merciful and very reasonable.
神将他们从埃及带出来。
God brought them out of Egypt.
为了就是要让他们成为他的百姓。
For the purpose for allowing them to become God's people.
要让你们在万民当中成为我的百姓
，so that they may become His people among all the nations.
在神的国度里头
，in the kingdom of God,
充满神的爱
，filled with God's love,
成为神的百姓，这何等的尊贵
！Become God's people, how honorable it is.
不但这样子
，furthermore,
还让他们来服侍神
，they will be allowed to worship God.
你们要成为祭司的国度
，and serve God as a priest.
你们要成为圣洁的国民
，as a holy nation.
你们是属神的，是属天的。
You belong to God, belong to heaven.
你们可以来服侍这位最尊贵、最圣洁的神。
They were given the privilege to worship the Most High God in heaven.
但是神给他们一个挑战。
But there is a challenge here.
如果你们听从我的话，遵守我的约。
If you listen to my voice and obey my covenant.
我们继续看十九章十七节。
Let's continue on chapter 19, verse 7.
第七节，摩西去召了民间的长老来，将耶和华所吩咐他的话都在他们面前陈明。第八节
，verse 8，
百姓都同声回答说：“凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。”摩西就将百姓的话回复耶和华。在这里，百姓有一个非常好的回答。
Here the people gave a very good reply.
应该是说最好的回答。
This is probably the best answer they can give.
他们都同声的说：“我们完全的要顺服。”
They said all together, saying that we will obey.
本来在百姓当中，他们常常有许多不同的意见。
And ordinarily, people have consenting opinions.
但是这时候，他们没有个人的意见，没有个人的想法。
But at this time, they do not have any personal ideas.
他们充满着信心回答说：“凡神所说的，我们都要做。”
But rather, they says the order the Lord has spoken, we will do.
在圣经里头，神给我们很多的应许。
The Bible is filled with many of the promises of God.
但是我们今天常常没有这样子说。
But today we have not said this.
我们常常忽略了神的应许。
Sometimes we have forgotten about God's many promises.
今天有人怀疑圣经。
Today even some have doubts in the Bible.
今天有人拒绝相信圣经是神所默示的。
Today some refuse to believe that the Bible was given through God's inspiration.
在怀疑圣经、否认圣经，就是在拒绝神，就是在否定神。
If we have doubts towards the Bible, then we are rejecting God.
不相信圣经，就表示着你不愿意受约束，不愿意受神的教训来约束。
If we do not believe in the Bible, that means that we are not willing to keep this covenant of God.
为什么今天神的福气跟很多的人无缘
？Why is it that today many people cannot enjoy the blessings of God?
因为人拒绝圣经，拒绝神。
Because many have rejected God and have rejected the words in the Bible.
耶稣传道的时候，耶稣对法利赛人也是这样说。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, he said to the scribes and the Pharisees,
说税吏和娼妓要比你们先进神的国。
That the tax collectors and others will go into the kingdom of God before you.
因为这些虽然是人眼中的罪人，但是他们接受耶稣所传讲的。
Although they were viewed as sinners, but yet they have accepted the teachings of Jesus.
撒该是个税吏长。
Zacchaeus, he was the chief of one of the tax collectors.
他接受了耶稣的教训。
But yet he was willing to accept the teachings of Jesus.
他就得着力量。
Therefore he received power.
他就能够做出他本来想做的事情。
He was able to do the things that he truly desired to do.
有哪一个人没有恻隐之心
？And who?
每一个人都有怜悯人的心。
Every one of us, we have a heart of compassion.
但是常常我们没有力量做出来。
But yet we are sometimes we find ourselves unable to do what we truly wish to do.
同样，撒该他也有怜悯人的心。
Zacchaeus, he also has a heart of mercy and compassion.
但是过去他紧抓着他的钱不肯放。
But in the past, he held tight onto his wealth, unwilling to give up.
但是他接受了耶稣，他接受了耶稣的教训，他就能够有力量的做出来。
But once he was willing to accept the teachings of Jesus, he could do these good deeds.
所以他说他要将他的财产的一半来帮助穷人。
Therefore, he said that he would give half of his inheritance to the poor.
这是他本性里头内心里头想做不出来的。
This was his true inner desire that he could not accomplish in the past.
这些以色列人他们都同心地说，我们都要遵行。
So you will find the Israelites saying that we will do the will of God.
今天同样的，在神将他的教训给赐给我们。
Today God has given us His teachings and instructions.
所以我们也应该同声地说，我们要遵行。
So we need to speak in one accord that we will obey God's words.
雅各长老说，信心没有行为是死的。
As we quote in the Book of James that faith without deeds is dead.
在历代以来，凡是能够这样子宣告、这样去做的人，都蒙受了福气。
And throughout the history of the Bible, we find that all those who can do so have been greatly blessed by God.
今天难道我们不想得福气吗
？Do we not wish to receive God's grace and blessings？
所以我们每一个个人要从我们的心里头、从我们嘴巴里头、从我们的行动上来做这样的宣告。
So each and every one of us, we must make the same type of proclamation from the bottom of our hearts.
约瑟是在摩西之前的人
，and Joseph he lived before the time of Moses.
约瑟是一个蒙福的人。
Joseph was indeed a greatly blessed.
他曾经就做过这样的宣告。
He made such a proclamation.
虽然他在摩西，他是活在摩西之前。
Although he lived before Moses,
但是他也是有神的话语。
But yet he also received the same word of God.
你看创世纪十八章十九节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 18, verse 19.
创世纪十八章十九节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 19.
十九节，我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。所以说，神说他为什么眷顾亚伯拉罕
？Here God revealed as to why He had taken care of family of Abraham.
为了就是要亚伯拉罕能够吩咐他的众子、他的眷属能够遵守神的道。
It is for the purpose that he may command his children and his household to keep the word of God.
所以从亚伯拉罕开始，他们每一代都是蒙神祝福的。
So every generation after Abraham, they were blessed by God.
他们蒙神眷顾，所以他们也知道他们要把神的话语、神的教训传下去。
Because they were under the care and protection of God, therefore they knew they must continue to teach their children the word of God.
今天我们每一个人也都，每一个家庭也是蒙神眷顾的。
Today every one of our families have been cared for by God.
我们将什么来留给我们的子孙呢
？What should we entrust and give to our children？
有一点很重要的，要将神的话语留给我们的子孙。
What's most important is that we must give and instruct our children the word of God。
约瑟在这样的家庭里头长大
，Joseph was brought up in such a family，
所以他有神的话
，He had the word of God，
而且他也这样宣告：我要遵守神的话。
He was also determined to keep the word of God.
你看创世纪三十九章第九节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 39, verse 9.
创世纪三十九章第九节。
Chapter 39, verse 9.
第九节，约瑟说，在这家里没有比我大的，并且没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子。我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？约瑟说：“我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神
？”Joseph says that how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God？
这就是他在宣告：“凡你所吩咐的，我要遵行。
”And this is to do what God wants him to do。
所以约瑟个人他成为一个蒙福的人。
So Joseph later he was greatly blessed by God。
当我们讲到大蒙眷爱的人，我们就想到那就是但以理。
When we talk about one who has been greatly blessed and cared for by God, we are reminded of Daniel.
天使来向他显现的时候说，你是大蒙眷爱的人。
When the angel appeared to him, saying that you are greatly blessed and have mercy bestowed upon you.
但以理是摩西以后的人。
Daniel, he lived at the time that was beyond Moses.
所以他当然有神所交代给他们的这些律例典章。
So of course, he has received all these laws and commandments.Given to him from the prior generations.
他个人也是这样宣告，凡神所吩咐的，我要遵守。
He also proclaimed that he will do what God wants him to do.
请看但以理书一章第八节。
Please turn to Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
但以理书一章第八节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节，但你立切立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。所以说但你立他立志不让这些饮食来玷污他。
Here says that Daniel proposed that he will not be defiled with the king's portions.
所以他就要求那个管理饭食的，让他能够不被这些饮食来玷污他自己。
So he requests the chief of the eunuchs that he not be, that he might not defile himself.
他这个要求就是他在宣告，我要遵守神的吩咐。
And this request was the result of his proclamation that he was willing to obey God's words.
所以他之所以成为大蒙见爱的人，不是没有原因的。
He was greatly blessed, and that was not without reason.
我们希望我们的家庭也是一个蒙祝福的家庭。
We hope that our family may be a blessed one of God.
所以我们的家庭也要这样来宣告。
So we must make the same proclamation within each and every one of our families.
当我们想到蒙福的家庭，我们常常会想到这个路德跟布阿斯这对夫妇。
When you think about blessed families, we think about we may be reminded of the family of Ruth and Boaz.
这真的是一个蒙福的家庭。
Indeed, that was a very blessed family.
大卫从他们而出。
And King David was their descendants.
耶稣照肉身来讲也是从他们而出。
And physically speaking, Jesus was also from the same genealogy.
家庭的中心就是夫妻。
And the center of the family is the husband and the wife.
而这对夫妻他们也都是这样子的宣告，我们的家庭要遵守神的吩咐。
We find that this couple also declared to obey the word of God.
你看路德记一章十六节。
Please turn to Ruth chapter 1 verse 6.
路德记一章十六节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 16.
路德记一章十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节，路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往那里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”十七节
，Verse 17，
你在哪里死，我也在那里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使你与我，使你你我相遇，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。当时路德他执意的要跟随拿俄米回到犹大地去。
Here we find that Ruth was firmly determined to go back to land of Judah with her mother-in-law Naomi.
这不但是有很深的感情在里头，而且是有那种我要遵守神的吩咐的那种立志在里头。
This is not only a deep family tie, but rather it is issued out of a strong will.To do the will of God.
然后你有两个媳妇。
Naomi had two daughters-in-law.
两个媳妇都对拿俄米有很深的感情。
They both were closely related to Naomi.
所以当拿俄米说你们回你们的娘家去的时候，两个人都抱着拿俄米哭。
So when Naomi told them to go back to their own home country, they both cried.
那种哭是真的哭。
That was a true weeping.
感情很有力量，但是这个力量还不够。
Although this family tie is strong, but yet sometimes may not be strong enough.
所以那个这个俄尔巴呢，他后来就离开拿俄米。
So his first daughter-in-law left her.
路德他还有一个更强的力量，所以他能够跟着拿俄米，那就是他对神的宣告。
Ruth was had greater strength to follow and greater tie. That was because he was willing.To do what was right in the sight of God.
这一位神，天上的真神，就是我的神。我要跟着他，我要遵守他的吩咐。
Ruth believed that this God is the God in heaven, and she was determined to follow.
这两节经节常常是在结婚的时候，新娘子对新郎说的。
And these two verses sometimes may be spoken by the bride to the groom during the wedding ceremony.
用这句话来对新郎讲，很好。
And this is a very good word of encouragement to be spoken by the bride to the groom.
先告知我们这个家庭，我们要遵守神的吩咐。
Declaring that in our family we shall obey the commandment of God.
我们再看路德记二章第四节。
Turn to the same book, chapter 2, verse 4.
第四节
，chapter 2, verse 4.
波阿斯正在伯利恒 伯利恒来，对收割的人说：“愿耶和华与你们同在。”他们回答说：“愿耶和华赐福于你。”十一节。
Verse 11，
波阿斯回答说：“自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并离开父母和本地到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。”十二节。
Verse 12，
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。再看3章18节。
Also chapter 3 verse 18，
十八节，婆婆说：“女儿啊，你只管安坐等着，看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。”不，从这样的描述里头，我们也看到波阿斯他也是宣告着我要遵守神的吩咐。
And from the recordings in these several verses, we find that Boaz was also determined to do the will of God.
所以照着摩西的律法，他对他的仆人充满着恩爱。
And according to the laws of Moses, he showed mercy to her workers.
照着摩西律法的吩咐，他眷顾这些这个外族的人、寄居的人。
According to the laws of Moses, he took care of those who are strangers and sojourners.
所以他知道这个陌生的女子就是那个路德从摩亚地来的女子。
And she knew that Ruth was a lonely woman who came from the land of Moab.
所以他就对路德说好话。
Therefore, he spoke well to her.
他鼓励她，安慰她。
He encouraged her and tried to comfort her.
他带给她无穷的希望。
He brought her a great deal of hope.
你来投靠在神的翅膀底下。
Telling her to come and hide beneath the wings of God.
你要满得他的赏赐。
You shall be filled with his wonderful blessings.
后来他也照着摩西的律法，他愿意来承前他应该尽的责任。
And later, according to the Mosaic laws, he was willing to fulfill his personal duties.
所以然而你说，这个人今天不办成这一件事情，他不会休息的。
And therefore, as recorded here, that if he does not conclude the matter, he will not rest on this day.
这两个人的结合，他们的家庭当然是这样宣告：我们愿意遵守神的吩咐。
And the union of these two type of persons, we believe that their family will make the same type of proclamation to obey God's word.
神既然让我们成立了家庭，我们要好好的去经营它。
Since God has given us a family, we must take time to manage it.
我们好好的去照顾我们的儿女，好好的教养他们。
Take time to care for our children and teach them the right path.
我们也实在都非常的尽心尽力。
We all have expended a great deal of time and effort.
但是不要忽略的一点，不要忽略的信仰的事情，神的事情。
But we should not neglect the matters of our faith and matters of God.
我们要带领着全家人，常常做这样的宣告：我们要遵守神的吩咐。
We must lead our entire family to declare that we shall obey God's commandments.
一个国家也需要得到神的祝福。
A nation also requires the blessings and care of God.
因为神是历史的主。
For God is the Lord of the entire human history.
在历史上我们也看到神看顾帮助一些国家。
Throughout human history, we have seen how God had helped and guided certain nations.
耶稣亚的时代是一个得胜的时代。
The time of Joshua was a time of victory for the Israelites.
因为耶稣亚带领整个民族做这样的宣告。
Because Joshua, he led the entire nation to make such a declaration.
耶稣亚打败了31个城邦。
He defeated 31 separate cities and kings.
他杀死了31个王。
He killed all 31 kings.
为什么他们能够得胜？
Why were they so victorious?
请看耶稣亚记1章第6节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 1 verse 6.
耶稣亚记1章第6节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 6。
第六节，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。17节。
Verse 7。
只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右。使你无论往哪里去，都可以顺利。第8节。
Verse 8。
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。耶稣亚接下了摩西的担子。
Joshua, he succeeded Moses, and he carried the same burden as Moses.
现在他们真的要进入迦南地。
It is time for them to enter into Canaan.
在40年前，耶稣亚已经进去过了。
In 40 years prior, Joshua had once entered.
他也实在看到那里城墙高大，住在那里的人非常勇猛。
He had witnessed how the city walls were firmly established and how tall and big the people are.
当时12个人，有10个人他们害怕了。
10 out of the 12 spies, they feared.
绝大部分的人害怕于那个环境。
Majority of the people, they were fear of the land of Canaan.
现在再一次的他要面对着迦南地的这些迦南七族。
And now he was about to face the 7 major tribes in the land of Canaan.
40年前他还是年轻力壮。
40 years prior, he was still young and courageous.
现在已经经过了40年。
And at this time, it was already 40 years later.
他所以神也特别的来加给他力量。
Therefore, God bestowed upon him great strength and power.
只有一个秘诀。
There's only one secret.
让这个律法书不离开你的口。
It is to allow the law, the book of the laws, not depart from your hands.
谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
And to do according to what is written in the book of the laws.
你们就能够成为一个强盛得胜的国家。
Then you shall become a great and prosperous nation.
所以耶稣亚的一生里头，他就是照着神的吩咐来遵行。
So throughout the life of Joshua, he did according to God's command.
请看耶稣亚记11章15节。
Next to Joshua chapter 11 verse 15.
11章15节
Chapter 11 verse 15.
15节，耶和华怎样吩咐他的仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐耶稣亚，耶稣亚也照样行，凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的。耶稣亚没有一件懈怠不行的，所以说到耶稣亚没有一件事情他懈怠不行。
Here says that Joshua he left nothing undone of all the Lord has commanded Moses.
不但他个人这样子，他全体的百姓也跟着这样子。
Not only himself, but all the people they follow him.
请看回耶稣亚记1章16节。
Turn back to Joshua chapter 1 verse 16.
耶稣亚记1章16节。
Chapter 1 verse 16。
16节，他们回答耶稣亚说：“你所吩咐我们行的，我们都必行；你所差遣我们去的，我们都必去。”17节
，Verse 17，
我们从前在一切事上怎样听从摩西，现在也必照样听从你。唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在，像与摩西同在一样。所以这些百姓他们也对耶稣亚这样子讲。
So the people also answered Joshua saying,
对整个国家整个民族他们都宣告我们愿意照神的吩咐来做。
Entire nation of people proclaim that we are all willing to do what the Lord commands.
所以耶稣亚的时代成为一个得胜的时代。
Therefore, the time and generation of Joshua was a victorious one.
今天我们这个属灵的国度也要成为一个得胜的国度。
Today our spiritual nation must also be victorious.
所以我们也需要每一个人都这样来宣告。
Therefore, we need everyone to make the same declaration.
请看耶稣亚记24章13节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24,
24章13节
verse 13.
13节，我赐给你们地土，归你们所修治的；我赐给你们诚意。归你们所建造的，你们就住在其中，又得吃归你们所栽种的葡萄树、橄榄园的果子。他们整个国家大大的蒙福。
His entire nation was greatly blessed by God.
他们享受这些迦南人所建造的这些城邦。
They have enjoyed all the land and the cities built by the Canaanites.
他们享受着这些迦南人所努力的这些田产。
They enjoy the fruit of the labor of the Canaanites.
主要的原因就是他们愿意遵守神的吩咐。
And the primary reason was because they were willing to keep God's commandments.
我们教会需要得神的祝福，需要得神的同工。
Today our church, if we were to receive God's blessing and God's abidance,
使徒的教会就是模范，那就是一个蒙神祝福的教会，就是一个得神同工的教会。
The apostolic church served as a very good example. That was one that was greatly blessed by God.
也是一个关键。
And that is the key.
他们也是说，我们愿意遵照神的吩咐。
They also make the declaration that they were willing to keep God's will.
圣灵怎么降临的？
How did the Holy Spirit descend?
耶稣吩咐他们，你们要等候，进城去等候。
It was by the commandment of Jesus to wait in the city.
他们就进了耶路撒冷城，就在一个楼上。
So they waited in the upper room in Jerusalem.
他们就在那边同心合意，恒切祷告。
Here they pray in one heart and one mind.
在五旬节那一天，圣灵就大大的降临。
The day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended mightily.First group of members were baptized.
这一批第一代的信徒，他们也是宣告我们愿意遵守神的教训。
And this first generation of believers, they also proclaimed that they were willing to keep the will of God.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章四十节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 40.
四十节，彼得还用许多话见证劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。四十一节
verse 41,
一次领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。四十二节
verse 42,
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。再看四十六节
also verse 46,
他们天天同心合意，恒切在殿里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。47节
，47，
赞美神，得众人的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。他们所过的生活，就是在宣告我们愿意遵守神的吩咐。
And the life they live proclaim that they are willing to do according to God's commandment and will.
所以他们得到众人的喜爱。
That's why here says that they were pleasing to and found favor with all the people.
有些地方描述说，众人就惧怕他们，尊重他们。
In the other places, recorded that the people fear and respected them.
神天天将人数加给他们。
And the Lord added to their numbers daily.
这叫做蒙神祝福的教会，这叫神同工的教会。
And this is a church that is blessed by God, and this is a church.That God truly worked and abides.
以后神拣选了保罗。
Later God selected Apostle Paul.
要他做外邦的使徒。
To become an apostle to the Gentiles.
这些外邦的教会，他们也是这样的宣告。
And these other churches, they also make the same proclamation.
请看使徒行传十六章第四节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
十六章第四节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 4.
十六章第四节。
Chapter 16, verse 4.
第四节，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。第五节
，verse 5.
于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。这里所提到经过各城，把这个条规交给他们，就是经过外邦的教会。
In verse 4 here says that they went through all the cities and delivered to them the decrees of God. That is to say that they went through and go to many of the other churches.
这些外邦的教会跟这些犹太的基督徒同样做这样的宣告，我们愿意遵守。
And these churches among the Gentile land, they also make the same proclamation as the churches in Judah and Jerusalem.
结果教会的信心越发坚固，他们人数也是天天加增。
And here we find that they were strengthened in their faith and increased in their numbers daily.
你再看回出埃及记十九章第八节。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 19, verse 8.
出埃及记十九章第八节。
Exodus 19, verse 8.
第八节，百姓都同声回答说：“凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。”摩西就将百姓的话回复耶和华。在这里，百姓的回答是100分的。
Here the people they gave the perfect answer.
今天我们也是一样来到神的山。
Today we are at the mountain of God.
同样的，神也要向我们提出这个蒙福的挑战。
God will issue the same challenge to us.
相信我们也都愿意发出这个100分的回应。
And we believe that we are also willing to offer this perfect answer back to God.
因为我们实在也看见了神的恩典，我们也体验了神的恩典。
But we have seen and witnessed the grace and power of God.
所以在出埃及记20章之后，神就开始吩咐他的律例典章。
So from Exodus chapter 20 and onwards, God began to give out his commandments and laws and decrees.
这些吩咐都是出于神的爱。
All these were given to God's love.
如果能够照着去做，就是完美。
And if we can do accordingly, we shall be blessed.
但是很可惜，到了出埃及记32章。
But it was unfortunate that in Exodus chapter 32,
这些百姓他们造金牛犊。
The people they began to build for themselves the golden calf.
他们的回答是100分，但是他们所做的却是不及格。
What they did not coincide with what with the answer they provided for God.
是的，我们也都曾经在神的面前立志过、节制过。
We have all made the similar type of vows and determinations before God.
这个时候，我们自己要思想一下，我们有没有努力的在执行我们的立志。
And so at this time, we need to think about whether or not we have fulfilled our vows and determinations.
西乃山的神的问话就是一个蒙福的挑战。
And God's question towards the people is served as a great challenge to them.
这不但对以色列人，也是对我们每一个人。
And the challenge is not only for us, but also it's not only for the Israelites, but also for us today.
历代以来，有人做了100分的回答，也照着去做，他们都蒙福了。
Throughout the history of the Bible, we find that all those who do according to what they have proclaim, they will be blessed by God.
相信我们也一定能够回答的最好，做的最好。
I believe that we shall all be able to make this perfect answer and do accordingly.
唱诗264首。
And sing hymn number 264.
请坐。
Be seated, please.
今天是灵恩会的最后一天啊，所以中午我们也全体一起来做禁食的祷告。
Today is the final day of our convocation, therefore we shall offer a fasting prayer together.
我们一方面也来想，在西乃山等的这一个提出的这一个问题。
Let's think about the challenge that was issued by God on top of Mount Sinai.
我们要怎样的来回答神
？How should we reply?
我们祷告，当我们也有两项我们特别需要代祷的事情。
Let's also pray for these two matters.
我们知道东南亚现在正逢一个很大的这个经济的风暴。
You know that in Southeast Asia is encountering a financial turmoil.
尤其印尼不但经济的问题，又引发了政治上的问题。
Especially in Indonesia, they are encountering financial and political unrest.
从报纸上面我们不断的看到那一边的报道。
In the papers and the news, we find reporting from that particular region.
那边所发生的这些暴动、暴乱啊，越来越扩大。
And the violence and unrest is spreading.
而且越来越严重。
And become more and more severe.
在那边也有我们的很多的教会信徒在那里。
We have church and members there.
从报道里头，我们看到这些暴民他们所针对的，常常就是这些华人。
And the people they rebel against the Chinese immigrants there.
在那边也有我们许多的华人同胞在那里，我们的信徒在那里。
And we have many of our fellow countrymen there.
我们特别为那个地区祷告，求神能够带领，求神能够坚固弟兄姐妹的信心。
So especially pray for that particular region, pray to God to strengthen the hearts of the believers there.
据最新的消息，雅加达的机场也已经关闭了。
And the latest news is that the airport in Jakarta has been closed.
所以纵然你想逃也没有什么办法。
So there's no way to depart.
所以我们为他们祷告。
So let us pray for them.
今天在北加州也有一场的丧礼。
Today there's also a memorial service being held in Pacifica.
我们有很多人，也有一些弟兄姐妹到那边去安慰他们的亲人。
And some among us have gone up there to attend this memorial service to comfort the family members.
我们也特别为这个家庭祷告。
Especially for the surviving family.
求神能够安慰他们。
Pray God to comfort them.
我们也为了这个事情，我们互相也求神坚定我们的信心。
And in this matter, pray God to strengthen our hearts.
纵然有很多的事情不是我们所能够明白，所能够知道完全的。
There are many things that we cannot understand perfectly.
我们求神能够让我们能够坚固我们的信心，让我们对他有一个执着的信。
Let's pray to God to strengthen our hearts so that we may have firm and complete confidence in Him.
我们要求圣灵，要求圣灵充满，求恩典的请到前面来。
Let's wish to pray for the Holy Spirit for special grace and guidance. Please come to the front.